You got a hat.
Yeah.
And so what I would say about branded merch done well is it affects human behavior, right? And guess what? I didn't buy one book. I bought three.
You wanted the hat.
As did all of these other people. Sure. And so I think branded merch done well, it affects human behavior and it elicits emotion with your brand.
Welcome to You Are Buzzworthy. Did you know that the world's oldest brand dates back to 1885? The Guinness Book of World Records recognizes Tate & Lyle, a syrup brand, as the world's oldest branding and packaging, which has remained almost unchanged since its inception. In today's world, it seems we're inundated with branding everywhere we look. It's estimated that the average consumer sees 4,000 to 10,000 a day, every single day. And it's no wonder, since it takes 5 to 7 impressions for consumers to remember that brand. That number increases when competing brands battle for the precious brain space between your ears. Without a brand, your company can easily get lost in all the noise. So it's important to consider how you are going to stick out amongst your competitors. To help understand how merchandise branding can help with this, I've invited Kirby Hassaman from Hassaman Marketing and Communications to demystify a few aspects of this topic and get some pointers on how to differentiate your brand. Let's join the conversation. Welcome to the show, Kirby. How are you doing today?
I am doing fantastic, man. Thank you so much for having me.
I am so excited about having you here. I think it's been over a year since we met, and I was on your show.
That's right.
For those who haven't heard Kirby and on his podcast, what's the name of it again?
It's Delivering Marketing Joy.
There you go. Fellow marketer here with us on You Are Buzzworthy. And as my listeners know, I usually don't have marketers on my show. But
I feel special.
Awesome. You should. but the reason we brought Kirby here today is because he is a master of what is called branded merch. I call it specialty advertising.
Absolutely.
I'm sure it's had many names over the years, but way back, what we're talking about is tchotchkes, is what as I always call them, which is a Yiddish word for things that collect dust, I think is what it's called.
Okay. That's not what we want.
No, that's not what we want. Back in the day, that's what we call them, tchotchkes, right? Yeah. And so these are in the simplest forms, your pens, your hats, your coasters, these types of things that have your brand on them that you hand to other people. And it basically is something that is, I wish I had something here that was like that, but anything that you would put your name on and they would use on a regular basis to, and that just brings that top of mind awareness. And so when they do need somebody like you, your name's already kind of ingrained in their head. So today I wanted to talk with Kirby because he is the master of this, is where, you know, he is just shines head and shoulders over what I can ever do with it. I do not pretend to be a branded merchandise marketing person. So I lean on people like Kirby. So I wanted to bring him on here and let's talk about what is the purpose of it first? Because I feel like people at the beginning, I was just looking at, listening to Alex Hormozi the other day on his book launch. I don't know if you saw that, but
I was on it. Yeah.
Okay. There we go. So, I'm driving down the road to St. Louis at the time and listening to this thing. Mm-hmm. And he's talking about every time I start a new business, I make a hat. I get a hat.
Yep.
Because it doesn't
make sense. I'm
like, it made me feel like, well, yeah, that's great, but that's a vanity thing, right? I have a business. And I do. I just had a hat made for my company. It's a really cool hat.
Sure.
But it's not going to sell a bunch of marketing. It's just for me, really. So,
The only thing I'd push back on that is we were both on that launch, right?
Yeah.
And he did a part of his deal was that he was selling books, and if you bought 3 or more, or you bought the 10 or more, what did you get?
A cheap hat.
You got a hat.
Yeah.
And so what I would say about branded merch done well is it affects human behavior, right? And guess what? I didn't buy one book. I bought 3.
You wanted the hat.
As did all of these other people. Sure. And so I think branded merch done well, it affects human behavior and it elicits emotion with your brand, right?
I agree with that 100%.
Yeah.
But do you feel?
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No. So and you're walking right into where I want to go with this. Is that when he started buying those hats, it wasn't for that. It has now become that because he's the man with his own hat, right? And everybody wants to have the Hormozy hat, except for me. Yeah. I bought one book. I was like, I don't need another hat. I have so my wife would kill me if I had another hat. Like, you're getting rid of two enough. For every new one coming in. So I was like, yeah. So, but when we started my company, we had t-shirts, right? I didn't even think that people, and my original company was a recording studio. So I didn't even think about it. I was going to give the t-shirts away. People started asking to buy them. Mm-hmm. Right. And I was like, you guys want my shirts? And I had like 10 years later, after we had already stopped doing recording, somebody came to me and said, I still have your Buzz Biz Studios t-shirt. I was like, the one with the piping on the shoulder, on the arms and everything. He's like, yeah, that one. I was like, I don't even have that one anymore. Yeah. Man, I'm so jealous. Right. So I do agree that there is that branding there. But in this day and age of digital marketing, How are you helping people leverage this merchandise, the merchandising, the brand merchandising?
Yeah, no, I think we're living through a really interesting space right now, a really interesting time for a couple of reasons. Number one, I think when you just say the words like, okay, how do we pair digital marketing with physical marketing? Because that's what you're doing, right?
Right.
Is, you know, done right, it'll not only does it elicit an emotion and hopefully build your tribe, but it also adds a lasting impression to sort of the fleeting and again, I'm a digital marketing guy too, so I'm a big believer in both. I think that they're both really important tools in the toolbox, but it adds a lasting impression to the thing you're already doing. And I think to Hormozy's point about making a hat each time or a t-shirt, it does make it feel real. If you are an entrepreneur and you are starting your journey, I think that there's not a lot you have that sometimes feels real. And so doing something that adds a tangible thing to putting your logo or your company name on something, even if all it does is make you feel real about the experience, let's face it, the entrepreneur is the foundation of every business. And if the foundation's not right, the business isn't right. Right. Mm-hmm. And so if it lends to that, I would say that there's value to it. Now you can be wasteful on the side of that, just like you can on anything. But I think one of the things I think is done right, I always think of like, what does like Yeti or Harley Davidson or Apple or some of those, they've got those brands that are so valuable, that are so, they have such brand enthusiasts that people tattoo those logos to their body. Harley Davidson, right? That comes to mind. So one of the things that, you know, we focus on, and you can kind of see it right above me over here. Oh, right over here is the Circle H. And if I can, for our logo, if I can all of a sudden start seeing people wearing t-shirts with that logo, it's the closest thing I'm probably going to get in the near future to somebody tattooing my logo on their body. And I think it becomes a physical endorsement of me and my brand, of Buzzworthy. When they're still wearing that t-shirt around, they're endorsing you, whether they mean to or not. Right. And so I think there's a bunch of pieces that go to done right, whether you call it promotional products or branded merchandise or especially advertising. Done right, paired with digital marketing done right, it can really be a big brand builder.
So we have a lot of digital nomads out there, right? A big portion of my listeners are just that, like they're virtual companies. I mean, it's a very common thing nowadays. So what do you tell somebody who hasn't even met the majority, if any, of their clients, how to approach doing merchandise marketing right?
Yeah. Well, I think, so one of the things I would say is, that I'm a believer in what I call appreciation marketing. Now, appreciation marketing could be a handwritten note. It could be a video that you record that's special for that person, just to show appreciation for the business. And one of the things I've found is that most businesses, not all, but most businesses I run into live by the Pareto's law, right? Pareto's law is the 80-20 rule. So 80% of their revenue tends to come from 20% of their customers. And there's a statistic I love that says that 69% of customers who leave you will leave you because of perceived indifference. So nearly 70% of customers that leave you leave because they don't think you care, right? And so I think that one of the ways to use branded merch is to show your gratitude for business. And you want to be really grateful for that 20% that drives 80% of the revenue.
Right.
So if you are a digital company that doesn't have a physical presence, that's great. But putting something in front of that 20% that on I believe a quarterly basis, just once a quarter going in front of them, you set the budget, whatever that is, $10, $20, whatever it is that, because those are your biggest customers. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones that drive the real revenue and the real results of your company. Getting in front of them when you're not asking for money, when you're just saying, hey, I really appreciate you. Thank you so much. That will ensure that they never think you don't care.
Right.
So that would be one way that you can easily just implement something that says, no, I'm going to get in front of them on a regular basis with something really cool, a t-shirt, a tumbler with your logo. And by the way, don't do crap.
Right.
Don't do crap don't do something where somebody looks at it and says tchotchke, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do something that when they get it, they're like, oh my God. One of the things I say is branded merch done right is the only marketing that people will thank you for.
There you go. I like it.
Right?
Right.
And so I think with those best clients, spending time in front of them and putting that tattoo on their chest.
No, I love that. I think that a lot of times, you know, I've heard of, you know, this is this type of marketing where you're the thank you marketing, if you will. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is huge in the customer experience. Right. Now, some people would argue that sending them something with their own logo on it or just their name on it and not your logo as a thank you. Can be, I think it was, now I'm forgetting who it is. He was the top Cutco salesperson in the nation. And he went into real estate, I want to say. Cars. He started selling cars. And he started sending Cutcos to his new clients. And became the top salesperson for the organization that he sold for in the nation. At the same time, he was the top Cutco salesman because he was buying from his own Cutco company. But that's how many knives he was giving away. But you know what he put on the block? Their family name.
Love it.
And what they did with it is his methodology was every time they see that personalized cutting block in their kitchen, which they're going to see 2 to 3 times a day, they're going to remember who gave them that.
For sure.
Right? And so this is obviously for high ticket, high net worth clients and stuff like that. But I also feel like that personalization, I don't know where, you know, on-demand printing is for merch is yet, but I'm just wondering, is that something that you've played with at all?
Yeah. So what I would say is I'd combine the two. Okay. So yes, if you are able to put all of your customers' logos and doing one Tumblr and with their, that's great, but it becomes pretty cost challenging. What I would marry the two ideas, okay? And I would say I want to put Buzzworthy on one side of the Tumblr and I want to put their name on the other side of the Tumblr. Right. So you're right. Nobody throws anything away with their name on it, but I would still like to marry their name to my brand so that they're seeing it on a regular basis. And that's actually that's a trend that I'm seeing a ton right now that I absolutely love. Nice. Because again, you can actually do the digital printing and some of that has allowed you to do logos in a better way. Again, do something nice so that they'll use it on a regular basis. I was thinking about it. Like people will say, well, everybody's got a coffee mug or everybody's got a mouse pad or what, you pick the item.
But I'm everybody's like, gotten a Yeti from somebody in the last year.
Right. But if you give them something unique with their name on it and it's really nice, then they'll use yours instead.
Right.
And so I think that marrying those two ideas, because I love the idea of personalization, it will create an affinity with, you know, to your brand. One question I heard somebody ask, this has been a couple of years ago and I love it, is when you're thinking about doing this, you ask yourself this question: what do you want them to feel? Because that's a totally different, I think so many times we get in, we're like, okay, I got to do something. And I need to put my logo on something. I need to do this. I need to do that. But you're not really thinking about it through the customer's eyes.
Right.
And I think when you do that, it does change what you want to gift.
Right.
You know, you start thinking about what do I want them to feel when they get this?
Right.
And I think that does change it.
That reminds me of a client I had out of New York who was a high-end home cleaning, house cleaning. Really mundane service, right? They're a multi-million dollar organization. And it's funny because we talked about this gratitude marketing, right? Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, we tried it. I'm like, well, what did you try? And they sent them towels and they sent them a couple other things with their logo on it. And I says, and so what happened? She says, well, it didn't do anything. I says, what do you mean it didn't do anything? They didn't have any way to see the impact of that, their retention on that, because they're like, well, when people hire us, they hire us. And until we mess up, they don't look anywhere else. And then they had had clients for 20 years, right? And I says, I get that. But you guys are wanting to increase your pricing, which means you need to bring more value. But sometimes you can't bring more clean if you're already cleaning really well, right? Like it's clean. Right. That's all they need. Yeah. Right? And so it's like, these are ways for you to then warm them up over time so that you become part of the family. But I feel like that personalization could have been something that they could have looked at, and a hand towel, maybe not a bath towel, right? Like they're not, you know, they could put that something in their kitchen, but make it something that is they're wanting to display. Right.
Yeah.
You know, I saw a presentation the other day at an AmVets meeting I was at, and the lady was talking about PCA, home care. Right. And he's like, every one of our clients gets this pillow, and it's this god awful red, white, and blue pillow with a big heart on it. Says We Care and their big logo on it. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not putting that up in my house. I'm sure they pay 60, 70 bucks for each of those pillows. You know, because those are just expensive, right? Yeah. It's like, I think that when you say useful or nice, it's got to be nice and useful to your audience.
Yeah. And again, it's back through the eyes of the customer. The other trend, and I think you'll like this, is that I'm seeing is nothing wrong with putting our logo on stuff. I do it all the time, right?
I should do it more.
But the actually. the trend I'm seeing... Yeah, you do. The trend I'm seeing, though, is to tie your logo to a message. So like, for example, you're going to do a t-shirt. Mm-hmm. So we've been doing this a lot. This is one of those practice what I preach moments, is on the front of the t-shirt, I put a message that people can get behind. Be kind, spread joy, work hard, repeat. Mm-hmm. That's what it says. Mm-hmm. Back on the back, right back here, it says Hasselman Marketing, right? And so people, and back to that point, they're like, I want to buy that t-shirt. Mm-hmm. So they are actively wearing it, not only wearing it occasionally, they're wearing it all the time because it's their favorite t-shirt. It's a message that they love, but I've co-branded with that message. That is something I'm seeing a lot.
Yes.
So if you're doing, you know, a Tumblr, but then put a message that inspires people that is consistent with your brand, and then also sort of co-brand with that. That's a way to make it so that through the customer's eyes, I'm desperately wanting to use this because it's my favorite thing, because it inspires me, it lifts me up. And oh, by the way, your logo's on it too.
Okay. So we're going to do a little test marketing here because I got you right here, a captive audience. I've been thinking, so you have the You Are Buzzworthy podcast, right? And that's really about our listeners, because that's who I'm here for, right? And I'm also thinking about polos. I love polos. As most people who watch my show, I'm always wearing a polo for these things because I want to be comfortable. Yeah. I like it when people do that have a cool logo. They have their logo here, but we have the signature logo, which was kind of a brand in itself, right? But then I'm thinking about doing like I am buzzworthy. So when they're wearing it, it's to them. When they put it on, they see that in the mirror, like, yeah, I am buzzworthy. That's pretty cool, right? And so now I make them proud. And we're our new slogan is, build a thriving business with buzzworthy marketing. So my clients want to build thriving businesses. And so it's like, yeah, well, that you need to have buzzworthy marketing because you're buzzworthy, right? Yeah. So what do you think of that idea?
So I love the idea. Love it. I wouldn't put it on their left chest.
Okay.
So that's the traditional place, right? Is that everybody, but what you think of like, and this is like, again, this is another trend I'm seeing, is this is a uniform. The person who stands on your, they knock on your door and they say they're selling.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. Electric, that's where you're looking.
They better have that logo on their chest or you're thinking they're not really with that company. Right.
Right.
Now, so I would be doing something like what's called on the back yoke or on the sleeve that says, I am buzzworthy there.
Yes.
You're much more likely to rep that not only to where you work, but to the restaurant, to the bar, and to mm-hmm. the whatever. I just put it in a little bit of a different locations. And now the best part about that is people, because if it's here, they think, oh, they work there.
Right.
If they put it over here or back here, they're like, what's that mean?
Right.
And now you've created a conversation.
Gotcha. Gotcha. I love it. No,
but I love the concept.
I always liked, yeah, because we were thinking about putting it on the sleeve and then just having our icon. We have a hexagon, a little wave inside of it as the chest piece there with nothing on it. It's just an icon. And then having something on the sleeve. That would work.
Yeah, I like that. And honestly, the I am buzzworthy piece, that might be worthy of a t-shirt.
Yes.
Too. Like, you know, like do that full front, I am buzzworthy, and then do the, again, your logo or whatever on the back yoke. I think that would, again, that's something I would wear.
Right.
Exactly. And that's what you want.
Right. Exactly. And then, and now when we're talking about like what to put on, like, I love that, like do the pattern interrupt, love pattern interrupt, what you just described. Mm-hmm. I love that stuff, especially in marketing, right? Cause there's so much noise, right? So it's like, how can you do the same thing, but just one degree different? Just sliding that from the chest to to that shoulder, I think is huge. Yep. And you could probably even make it bigger so where people would notice it more and they would still be okay with it. Right. Now, and I love the t-shirt. I'm going to definitely steal that from you. The, now what about your website on the back instead of just your name so that they have a place to go?
Yeah. And honestly, the thing that I'm seeing a ton of is QR code instead.
Oh, yes. I did that for a client not too long ago.
Yeah. I love the idea. And again, I think it's so funny. QR codes were big and then they went away because the technology hadn't caught up. Now it's here and it's ubiquitous.
Yeah.
And so that's a thing I'm seeing. If there's room, I'm putting that on everything because people, it's an active thing. People are actually, and again, it goes back to the idea of tying the physical to the digital.
Right.
Right. And so I think the best digital ties to physical and the best physical ties to digital. And that's where you create a brand that people all of a sudden
I love it.
Sort of enthusiastic about.
Yes. I actually had a client who makes these Yeti mugs with scorekeeping sliders for golf, tennis, and stuff like that. Right. And he's talking about, it would be really cool if we had a website that had the all the rules to the game that you were keeping score for, right? And that was that was my first thought was like, why don't you have a QR code on that?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Well, you put a QR code on it and then they take you to that website, right? That's great. So, but then you can also advertise your other items where you're giving them that free content.
Yeah,
right.
That's exactly right.
And but the other one was on a t-shirt. It was for a fractional CFO. No joke. Okay. So you wouldn't think that they would do anything fun. But their logo was a German Shepherd, right? And so we got this acronym for what his service did. It was his methodology, right? And so, and I cannot remember it off the top of my head right now, so I feel stupid. But anyway, it was like, I can't remember what the acronym was right this second, but, and it had this, the silhouette of the dog, but with a fro. Oh, it was fro. Financial resource optimization. That's what it was.
Okay.
Fro.
Well, that makes sense.
Do you have fro? And his logo with this dog, his dog's the logo and the big fro on it. Right. And then a big QR code on the back of the shirt. So people walk up behind people and start scanning and going, what the heck is fro?
Yep. Yeah. Well, it goes to our friend, Mike McCallowitz, right?
Yeah.
It's get different. Right.
Yeah.
And that is a thing that stands out in a productive way, but it kind of jives people into action.
Yes.
And so, yeah, that's a place where I think that's the thing. I think that taking something that you think, oh, everybody's done t-shirts, but doing it in just a little bit of a different way and showing some personality. Like that's actually one of the things I get excited about is I think that authenticity in today's world is actually rewarded. Mm-hmm. Fun is actually rewarded. And so I think that utilizing these tools to do that is something that really can make you stand out.
How are you going to take the ordinary and make it authentic and stand out amongst all the noise? I really enjoyed this conversation and hope you grab some ideas for your business. If you would like to get more ideas from Kirby on how to best utilize merchandise marketing for your business, you can get all of his contact info in the show notes. His team is top notch and you will not be disappointed working with them. If you enjoyed this conversation, please do me a favor and leave a review. And if you don't want to miss another episode packed with marketing insight, be sure to subscribe to the show. And until next time, stay buzzworthy.